But it's like to play in Candlestick. It's a lot of history, you know. You know, you think about all the players who was on the field before us.
You know, I'm happy that I could say I played there, knowing that the Jay Rices, the Ronnie Locks, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Brian Young, Deion Sanders, John Taylor, like, and the list can go on. You know, I could say that I did a lot of great things in Candlestick also.
Gore cuts back 40. Gore in the open 50. It's a foot race. 40, 30, 20.
I think, first of all, when you pull up, there's so many fans trying to get in. So, you know, they packed, they're excited, they're ready. So many red jerseys out there, white jerseys, everybody's excited for the game. So you kind of get a genuine rush when you're pulling up to the stadium. And when you come out that tunnel, it's loud, it's crowded, you know, everybody's excited, ready for the kickoff. You got music going, it's time to play football.
Candlestick's got so much tradition. The feel of the guys that played there before is there, and you can see their jerseys are up on the walls. And I think the fans, you know, have a special place in their heart for Candlestick.
And you get that old school feel of football, the smell of the grass, the fans, you know, third and long. It's a great place to play. You understand that Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott, the White Clark, you know, all of those guys play here.
It's a fun atmosphere, and, you know, every time you play at Candlestick, you know, you got to perform at your best and, you know, match those teams that were before you.
It's humbling, you know, just to have so much history come before you and know what the fans are used to and what the organization is used to. You know, it kind of, like, makes you understand, you know, really what type of team you're going to be a part of and what type of football is known to be played. You know, it's known for winning.
He runs, gets away again, goes to the 40, gets away again.
He's got a receiver, Anderson and Ronnie Lott up there just in the nick of time. What a play by Lott. Owens! 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 Caught it! He caught it!
Montana rolling out the right, looking toward the end zone, throwing under pressure, throws his pass. Caught by Clark!
I mean, it's been a great ride, you know, playing there. The fans have been great. You know, they stuck with us through the tough times.
It's awesome. It's a lot of history, tradition, a lot of great players have played there. Excited to be on the last team that'll be playing in it.
See, I get chills just talking about it. It's not the best looking stadium, but it's so much history there, and it's an honor to be able to play in it the last year to be here, so I don't take that for granted.
Walking out of that tunnel, I said, oh my gosh, I put my feet in the same ground that Jerry Rice and Joe Montana and Steve Young and all the greats that have played here. Just all the memories that you have, all the playoff games, you know, that feeling has never left, and I feel very honored to be a part of that and create our own memories there.
My favorite moment, that Saints game, really, you know, 2 years ago was really, you know, exciting. You know, it came down to the wire. A lot of guys made a lot of great plays. The team played well together and came together. And to win a game, it's not about, you know, one or two plays. It's about everybody collectively coming together and fighting for each other.
And it's got him! Touchdown! Touchdown, 49!
The best way to send Candlestick on his way, a nice blowout. You know, the drums beating all game, you know, just the fans going crazy all game. That's the best way to send them out, you know.
We're riding on a lot of momentum right now, and you know, I think that the fans feel that, the players definitely feel it, and everyone's excited to get one last chance to be at the stick, and obviously winning there would be awesome.
At the end of the day, that last game's got to be a win.
I know we're just doing a sit down, and, you know, it's real casual, but it's really sad. To leave Candlestick is definitely tough, but there will be better things. There's something better coming. I will miss you. I love you. Farewell.